This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
Now if we go to the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew chapter 26, before Jesus was arrested, Jesus was taking in the full realization of all that was going to take place. He even said to Peter, James, and John, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." Now, it could be that Satan was tempting Jesus to walk away from the cross, since Jesus knew what was going to happen. And we know that Jesus prayed to God and asked him to take the cup of the cross away from him. It's never wrong to ask God a request. He asked God if there's any way that everyone in the world can have a chance at being saved without him going to the cross. That's basically what he was asking. But God knew that there was no other alternative, and Jesus was obedient to the Father to the point of death, even death on a Roman cross, as the Apostle Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. If Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, you, me, and everyone in the world would have been condemned forever. But despite the unbelievable suffering that stood before him, he went to the cross for us all. He despised the shame, as the writer of Hebrews has told us in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. He knew the joy that would be his afterward.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.